Hello, and welcome to the Ontario Modern Languages Teachers Association podcast series for the Ontario Curriculum, French as a Second Language, Grades 1 to 8, Core French, Extended French, and French Immersion, Revised 2013. All programs in the revised French as a Second Language curriculum share a common vision. Students will communicate and interact with growing confidence in French, one of Canada's official languages, while developing the knowledge, skills, and perspectives they need to participate fully as citizens in Canada and in the world. The goal of this series is to support classroom teachers as they develop programs to realize this vision and guide students towards becoming lifelong language learners. The podcasts supplement 5 fact sheets to assist teachers in implementing the revised curriculum. The 4 podcasts address the following themes: making real-world connections, authentic oral communication, planning for lifelong language learners, and assessment for, as, and of learning in the FSL classroom. Each podcast provides teachers with practical examples of instructional and assessment strategies and guiding questions to assist them in developing programs that improve student engagement, proficiency, and success. This podcast describes authentic oral communication and how teachers can plan to include student talk time in the FSL classroom. The revised curriculum for French as a Second Language states that both teacher talk and student talk are essential to the development of all literacy skills. Student talk includes informal talk, such as asking questions, expressing opinions, and sharing ideas; discussion, which is a purposeful exchange of ideas; and formal talk, when students present rehearsed presentations to an audience. To make communication engaging to and meaningful for students, choose authentic situations that are relevant to your students' lives. Imagine that you are planning to have students work in small groups to discuss a topic, such as games they like to play during recess. The group then needs to make a decision based on this discussion, such as picking one game that they will teach the class. This type of task is both authentic and action-oriented. It is authentic because it is relevant to students' lives. They play games during recess and discuss topics to come to an agreement. Action-oriented tasks require students to accomplish a task in a wider social context. The task itself is open-ended and complex, including social rules like turn-taking, as well as listening and speaking skills. To build these skills in French, demonstrate exactly how you want students to interact. Start with a model dialogue so students can practice taking turns and listening actively as they learn how to add to the discussion. For example, the following dialogue can model how to discuss the question, "Quel jeu est-ce que tu aimes faire pendant la récré?" for young students. "J'aime jouer au cache-cache, et toi?"
"Moi, j'aime jouer au soccer avec Alex, et toi?"
"Je n'aime pas le soccer, j'aime jouer sur la glissoire."
Creating an anchor chart with the students to describe behavior expectations, such as "Je regarde la personne qui parle," "J'écoute la personne qui parle," and "J'attends mon tour," can help students stay on task and make it easier for you to redirect them if necessary. A model can provide basic sentence structures and vocabulary that students need for the task, but students will often want to say things beyond the model, ideas that they haven't yet learned how to express in French. Creating a shared dialogue where students suggest what they want to say can help build the language skills they need, but it is very important that students have some strategies to use when they can't remember or don't have the language they need to express their ideas. When students are talking to each other, they will have to negotiate meaning together. Teach strategies such as using gestures or acting, drawing a picture, or describing in other words to help students express themselves. Teach guessing and questioning skills as well, so the listener plays an active role in trying to understand. The game "De quoi parles-tu?" has one student picking an item from a sheet of images that they don't know the names for in French, such as braces or video games. That student describes the object so their partner can guess the correct picture. Playing games such as charades and "De quoi parles-tu?" can help students develop key listening and speaking skills. Students will need many opportunities to participate in informal talk, discussions, and formal talk. Ask them to discuss topics that are connected to their daily life in a variety of situations and with many different partners. For example, students can share 3 foods that they like with a partner, then switch partners and repeat the sentences again. There are many ways to find and switch partners quickly, such as using elbow partners, talking to the person sitting beside you, milling to the music, walking while music plays, then talking to a person next to you when the music stops, inside-outside circles, arranging students in two lines or circles facing each other, then having one line or circle move, say, two people to the left to find a new partner. There are many books and online resources with ideas for cooperative learning tasks that develop second language skills. Pick one or two activities that you think can work with your students and in the space you have, and teach students exactly how to do them. How are they expected to move around the classroom? What do they do if they can't find a partner? What do they do if they finish while other groups are still talking? How do they know when to switch partners or listen for new instructions? Give students clear guidelines and opportunities to practice without talking so they know exactly what they need to do. Then, while students participate in the activity, you can listen to them, observe what skills they are using, and make note of other strategies that you may need to introduce to the class. For student talk time to be an effective tool for developing French language skills, students need to take risks. It is important to value the message that students are communicating. Do not correct language errors when students are trying to communicate their own ideas with classmates. Instead, observe and record errors that are common in the class and teach mini lessons during subsequent classes to make students aware of the vocabulary, syntax, or grammatical elements that will enable them to express themselves more clearly in French. Once students have had a chance to practice the new language structure, they will still make mistakes when speaking spontaneously. Consider the student and context before interrupting to make corrections. After students have completed an activity, debrief the activity as a group. When students know the expectations, both for behavior and communication, you can ask them to evaluate their own participation. Ask them to show you, using a scale of 1 to 5 fingers held close to their body, how well they performed on a specific element of the task. Refer to anchor charts to discuss briefly the strategies they used and difficulties they encountered. Having students reflect immediately after a task develops metacognitive skills. Oral communication skills are the foundation of all literacy skills, including reading and writing. If students are participating in informal talk, such as introducing themselves and their interests, then they could read descriptions of leisure courses in order to choose ones that interest them. They could write a short email asking for more information on a course they are interested in taking. They could also read and write to fill in an application or online form to register for the course. If they can talk about the topics in structured and some unstructured activities, they will be able to read and write it in structured activities. As students work through these tasks, they see the target vocabulary and sentence structures multiple times and in a variety of contexts. The main purpose of learning a language is communication. Informal talk, discussion, and formal talk situations offer students opportunities for authentic communication with their peers in a supportive environment that includes timely feedback. When planning for student talk time, the French teacher provides students with numerous situations to interact as social actors for real-life purposes in order to build students' confidence, engagement, and proficiency in French.